Spotlight with Stacey Pinkerton.
And we're coming up on to the end of the hour and the end of the last part of the program. And I have Virginia Heal, who is director of Foundation Aspathia. That's Aspacia and foundationaspathia.org. It works to protect victims and promote equality. Good evening, Virginia.
Good evening, Stacey.
You are working with this organization, Aspathia. You help not only women, also men, in regarding different types of sexual violence?
Well, actually, we work with women.
Just with women?
Yeah, experiencing sexual violence, we work with women because our experience and what data say is that mainly women are the ones who experience violence, sexual violence. It's not the same with children, but we do not work specifically with children.
I see. How is the situation in Spain regarding sexual violence?
Well, it's complicated, and I think it's going in recent development. Probably there will be a lot of changes because of the La Manada case. But right now, the crimes or the penal code, of course, punish the crimes against sexual liberty, sexual freedom. So if a woman experiences sexual violence, she can report the crime and it will be it will be prosecuted. The problem is that there is not a specialization of the criminal system. There is no specialization of the social and health services. And the victim, a lot of times, suffers is a re-victimization because of the attention that he receives from the services.
I see. How are the police working in Spain? Are they getting educated in the correct way regarding these situations? Because it seems like not every time you pick up a paper, but too often that you see that there is some form of sexual violence here locally in our country, in Spain.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is a specialized unit which is called UFAM within the National Police, but the training regarding specifically victims of sexual violence, there needs to be bigger efforts to provide that training. Also because it has to do a lot with the myths and stereotypes regarding sexual violence. If usually the woman experiences what is called a real rape, that means in the street by a stranger with a lot of physical violence, and probably at night in an isolated place, there will be no trouble for police or the judicial system or whoever to believe that you've been a victim of rape. But any other situation that it's a little bit far away from that case, for example, if the man that perpetrated the sexual violence has some sort of relationship with you, for example, that you met him, you went in a date, and then at some point you wanted to stop the relationship or whatever, and he didn't stop, or even if it's your partner or your husband, or if that doesn't happen with a lot of violence because you were drunk or you were drug or whatever, victims struggle to be believed in, and they are questioned. They start to ask, okay, why didn't you do this? Or why did you do that? Maybe you shouldn't have done that. And it's really traumatic for victims.
Yes, you said in an aggressive type of rape, but that's not actually what's happening in present day. People are often, and I'm not talking about just young girls. It's also happening to boys, but also to couples, maybe not to be raped, but also to be robbed. And how do they know? Like, for example, some of these drugs, this one in particular, Barudanga, I'm not sure if I'm saying. That goes out of the system quickly, but
yes.
It doesn't show any form of force because you're completely out of it. You're unconscious.
Exactly. So that is a problem that happens, not only the Burundanga, which is true that it seems that it's being used, but also other drugs. I mean, you don't need to be under the Burundanga, also alcohol or some other drugs, and sometimes not even because the perpetrator give it to you. Just because you were out, you were drinking, and that's it. The problem is that as long as you cannot say anything, I mean, if you are under the effect of the alcohol or drugs or whatever, you cannot give a valid consent to that sexual relation. So that is sexual violence because he is not in a proper way, in a proper position to give that consent. And that needs to be taught and told and repeated to men. If she's drunk, if she's drugged or whatever, is no, because she's not able to say yes.
Right. No is no. But when you're unconscious, you don't have a voice.
So, exactly, and if you're unconscious or you're asleep or whatever, it shouldn't even be said, no? It shouldn't be said that if someone is unconscious or is asleep or whatever, she's not able to say yes. And of course, that you cannot assume that she wants to have that sexual relationship with you. And of course, it's so terrible having to say something like that and sending those messages that if she is asleep or unconscious, she you cannot know if she wants to have sex or not. So it's sexual violence.
Well, obviously.
There is no proper consent.
Yeah, obviously it's not a yes. I think we're going to get to a point someday where people have to sign consent forms, and if they don't, then
exactly.
Yeah, you are violating in a crime. So someone is, for example, and we happen to have it all along. You know, we have a lot of tourism here in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of young girls, they come on holiday as they want to enjoy their time, as they should. They've had too much to drink. They're not used to the amount of alcohol that's in the drinks here. Or they do happen to be drugged in some way. What do they do?
You mean if they think that they have, they may have experienced some sort of sexual violence?
They wake up on the beach unconscious and brought into the hospital. Do they have to speak out and say, check me for this?
Well, they should. What we know is that for them it's really difficult and hard to speak up. And that is because that is one of the reasons why it's really important that the medical practitioners and police and everyone dealing with victims are really trained and that they are comprehensive of their mental state at that moment. Because for them, victims, most of the times they feel ashamed just because the responsibility is always on women because we haven't protected ourselves properly or we are not supposed to be going out and drinking and blah, blah, blah. So they are really ashamed usually, and it's difficult for them to speak. But of course they should. If they think, look, I don't remember anything. I was going out, and the next thing I remember is I was on the beach. Naked, or my clothes were changed or whatever. Talk, because that is the time for them to take the medical, the forensic examination.
Virginia, we're running out of time. It's the end of the hour. I appreciate you joining me on the program. I do hope that we can speak in the future again further on this situation and this issue. Your foundation, aspatia.org, right?
Yes, we do that, mainly in Madrid, but I will be more than happy to talk with you any
okay.
other time.
All right,
thank you. For having us.
Thank you, Virginia.
We let our programs do the talking.